So, Mr. Jim Monroe, how important does the Chinese market mean to the United States in terms of pork exports?
Exports overall are very important for U.S. pork producers. Of all the pork that is produced in the United States, we export more than 26%. China is a very important market for U.S. pork. We produce over $20 billion of pork overall, and $6.5 billion of that is exported. Of that amount, $1.1 billion is exported to China. Last year, it was the second largest U.S. pork export market by volume. We shipped over $1 billion of pork products to China. You can understand how important a market it is for us.
The United States has a smaller population but consume a lot of pork. So if there is a great loss in the amount of pork exported to China, and this translates to excess pork production, do you think the American domestic market can consume or make use of this excess amount of pork?
You know, it's important to know that exports will drive all of the growth for the U.S. pork industry. You know, we have strong demand for pork in the United States, but it's a mature market, and consumption levels have stayed about the same for the last several years. Markets outside the United States, where developing countries, for example, are adding more protein to their diets, that's where the growth is going to come from. So markets like China and Mexico and Japan and South Korea, those are very, very important markets for us.
So what was the initial reaction from American farmers when they first learned about the tariff concerning pork exports to China?
Our job, our mission, is to advocate to the U.S. government about the public policy interests of our U.S. pork producers. And again, their number one public policy interest is trade and exports. So anytime there is any potential restriction on our export opportunities, hog farmers, U.S. pork producers, are very concerned. And they're certainly concerned about an emerging trade war with China. Again, the Chinese market is very important to us. It's obviously, you know, China is the largest pork consuming nation in the world. We want to export more pork to China, not less.
Can you give us an example or an idea of what the annual net loss will look like for farmers who were producing pork for Chinese consumers? Do you have any of the statistics?
I can tell you this. The average value of a hog, a hog that was taken to market in the United States last year, was $149 per hog. More than $53 of that is driven by exports. You know, close to a third of the value of a hog is driven by exports. So anytime you restrict export opportunities, it creates a negative financial impact for them. We would be at a severe competitive disadvantage, you know, other countries that export to China. When U.S. pork can compete on a level playing field, we do very, very well. We produce the highest quality, the safest, and the most affordable pork in the world.
So at this moment, on behalf of the American pork industry, what should be brought to the attention of heads of states, President of the United States and President of China?
We believe in free trade. For the countries that we have free trade agreements with, and that's 20, we have 20 free trade agreements, the United States. We ship more pork to those 20 free trade agreement countries than we do to the rest of the world combined. So free trade works for us. It has driven a lot of growth for the U.S. pork industry, and it's going to continue to drive our growth. So we expect all countries to follow international rules and to trade fairly and to resolve trade disputes in a way that doesn't harm businesses, farmers, or consumers.